talking about hogs, what do you call the tooth that extend out of the hog's mouth?
Tusk.
All right. Do they have many wild hogs anymore?
No, I don't think so, not in this area.
Do you remember the times?
Now, boy, in my class, told me he killed a wild hog going hunting down at Savannah during our holidays. Uh-huh. He lives at Savannah. And he said there were wild hogs in the marshy lands around Savannah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He said good, too. He said it tastes just like the domesticated pork.
You eat it?
Mm-hmm.
You eat wild hogs?
He said it was good.
Well, how did they get to be wild?
I don't know. Whether they'd ever been domesticated and escaped from some barnyard and just became wild, like there are droves and packs of wild dogs, you know, in some
areas. Do they have many around here?
Not many around here. I never heard the term until a few years ago.
Oh, really?
But there are some. Mm-hmm.
They've had a few isolated cases around Marietta.
Yeah, they'd be bad.
A hog will usually feed out of a
trough.
All right, if you have two of them, you would call them?
Gosh, I never did think of two of them. I don't know how I'd spell trough. I think it just had S. I think it'd be troughs. I don't think it'd be troughs. Y'all got me that time, honey.
Oh,
I don't think I'd ever thought of more
very
than one.
Good. I mark one up for me.
Oh, I don't think I asked you before. We were talking about the hog's teeth stand.
Tusk, I said.
All right, now, the one would be
a tusk,
and
two would be tusks.
All right. Is there a special term that you think of for a wild hog?
A wild boar, we'd often say.
All right. What do you call the process, or is there a term that you know of the process of castrating horses or bulls or hogs?
I don't think of one. Maybe I should, but I can't think of one.
Have you ever heard of gelding?
Oh, yes, yes, now I'll have thought of that, but I did. Yes, that is in my vocabulary. If I saw it, I would have known what it meant, but I didn't think of it.
Do you think people would have used this term to each other, or would now, even?
I guess people would who are familiar with that sort of thing and raise animals and so on.
What is the sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned from its mother?
Bleat. With no sheep bleats, doesn't it? A cow moves, but I don't know. I can't even particular term for calf.
Do you hear bawling?
Bawling, of course, a bawling calf, yes.
And what is the sound that a cattle makes at feeding? That cattle make at feeding time.
Well, now, do they moo if they're hungry? Lowing of the cattle?
That's what I was thinking especially. The sound that a horse makes at feeding time.
Well, a horse neighs to make a noise.
And the higher pitch sound that a horse makes.
Whinny.
Right. Is there a general term when you go out to give cattle their food? You might say, I'm going out to
feed the stock. The farmers, you say, slop the hogs. Did you hear that term?
I think I have.
That was a common term on the farm, I'm sure.
I guess that's when you put everything in a slop.
Uh-huh. All the table scraps and stuff, you know. Especially in it was, I guess, the water that you, maybe the dishwater that you poured out. It had scraps in it, that thing.
If you're going out to give chickens their food, is there a special...
I go to feed the chickens. And then it's something else you're trying to get at?
Not necessarily. Do you ever hear people who would just say, I'm going out to feed on a farm? Instead of saying, I'm going out to feed the cows, they just might say, I'm going out to feed.
Well, now they might. I don't know. I haven't been around farmers enough to know.
Is there a name for a hen when she's on eggs?
Sitting hen. Saying hen, we always say. It should be sitting because the hen sits, but saying hen is what we always call them.
All right. And what kind of shelter do chickens live in?
Cook.
Are there any?
Or chicken house. Sometimes, if it's a bigger thing, you call it a chicken house.
I see.
But if it's a little cook, you call it a chicken cook.
Does a cook usually have wire?
In the old days, it was made of slats. A chicken cook was slanted like that and was made out of slats, and the end had slats across. Mm-hmm. Wooden slats, that was a chicken cook.
Oh,